This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz and this is episode 168, Combating Depression During the Holidays. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and it's under episode 168. I'd also like to give a shout out for our sponsor, and that is Media Angels. You can find Media Angels at mediaangels.com, and we're going to hear a little bit more about Media Angels in just a little bit. Wow, combating depression during the holidays. No, I didn't come up with this topic on my own. If you listen to the last podcast 167, I had been talking about praying and listening to the Lord and journaling and kind of took some of that advice and was listening to the Lord about what do you want me to talk about, Lord? You know, as we're nearing the holidays and it's right around the corner and, you know, what is it that would be helpful? And so this topic came to mind. And so as I prayed about this topic today and will share with you some ways that you can combat depression, I'm going to give you my laundry list here of disclaimers. And the first is I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a clinician. I am, you know, not an expert in this area. What I am is a prayer warrior. I love the visual of the torn jeans. You know, those posters that have, you know, the people with the torn jeans and they're, they've got holes in the knees. Well, that's me. You know, it will say something like prayer warrior on it. I love that. I love that image. And that's what I want to be. I want to be a prayer warrior. I want to pray for the needs of others, and I want to be an intercessor. And, you know, the Lord has brought people into my life that I've been able to be, you know, I'm blessed to pray for and, you know, to be some sort of comfort that they know that they can count on my prayers. And many times when people ask me to pray, I don't just add it to a list to pray later. I pray right then. Sometimes I pray in an email right back to them, or I pray on Messenger, on Facebook. And that is my privilege. It is a gift I feel that God has given me to have that ability to intercede on the behalf of my friends and family and to pray. And, you know, depression, it's like a thief in the night. It sneaks up. It just hits you out of nowhere. And, you know, there are so many things that we can be depressed about. Lately, I've seen a couple of my friends, and I shared this with you on another podcast, that both lost their husbands. You know, we can be become depressed, especially when there's a loss during the holidays, because you'll never go through that holiday again without remembering that person. Because my mother died in July, and I can remember the exact date. You know, I remember so much about the funeral and about, you know, the mass that was said for her, and how Annie was a year old at the time. And I remember holding her, you know, during the service. And there are so many things that just get embedded in your mind during a time of great sorrow. And now to add that to a time, you know, when the family all gathers together and there's a, you know, a celebration in the air and happiness, and you're thinking anything but happiness at that point. And so it's for those people that, you know, are feeling you know, depressed, or maybe you have a friend that is, and you can listen to this podcast and help them with it, then praise God, and I'm happy to do it. I just wanted to let you know that I'm definitely not, you know, an expert in that area. And I'm also not one to point fingers and to blame and to say, well, you know, it's because of the choices you've made, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we all have made choices that we regret, but so many times there are circumstances that are out of our hands. They are not our fault. There's nothing that we can do about it. And I really think that a lot of depression comes from the enemy trying to rob you of your peace and make you think that it's all your fault. Because so many times things are not your fault. Even if you've made a bad decision, you give it to the Lord, you repent of it, and the Lord forgives you. He's not the one that gives you these thoughts and, you know, that you're wrong and it's your fault and that you're horrible. You're not. You are a child of God. And as a Christian, you are loved by the Lord. If you are not a Christian, you know, I would welcome you to accept the Lord into your heart, to repent. It's a very easy process to become a Christian. And the first is repenting of your sins. The second is a willingness to change, that you will not sin you know, willingly in the future. And the third is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And that's it. It's not a huge, long process that you have to go through. It is an accepting of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are so many wonderful and beautiful prayers online. So you can, you know, look in and I'll look for some links. And actually, I'm going to write myself a note here. On accepting the Lord and Savior in your life. And no matter what your denomination is, that is something you can do. I am a Catholic, and I've accepted the Lord into my life. And many times I've done this. And, you know, as a child receiving confirmation, that is one step. You know, we were taught that we are soldiers of Christ, in Christ's army. And now is our time to go forth and to, you know, proclaim the goodness of Christ. And I didn't understand it as much as a child, but our faith evolves and it gets difficult at times, but it also deepens as we get older and we have more understanding. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you a time in my life that I felt depressed at Christmas time. And then I'm also going to give you 5 ways to combat depression, especially during the holidays. We'll be right back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a 3-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much and hope to meet you soon. Well, hi everyone and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is episode 168 of VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Today, We are talking about a very sensitive topic, and that is combating depression during the holidays. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. I'm going to have some links in there to some scriptures that have helped me, as well as a link for accepting the Lord as your personal Savior. Okay, depression. I remember one Christmas unpacking the ornaments, and this was a time after my mother had died. And as I was noticing that my children were getting older, and Christina, I believe, was probably about 11, and Neil was 2 years older. He was 13. And this is before I was expecting Nicholas, my third child. And it really hit me that my children were getting older. And as I was unpacking the ornaments and missing my mom, I found crafts that we had done. And she loved to sew. And she was always really impressed that I could paint. I'm not very good, I'm just telling you right now. But my mother thought I was awesome and loved to tell me how great I was at everything I did. And so I remember pulling out these ornaments that we made, and actually had learned how to make a lot of the crafts, the Christmas crafts in particular, from my sister-in-law, Janice's mother-in-law. And she was wonderful, and she showed us how to make all these amazing crafts that looked professional. And she used to at one time have a craft business and sold crafts at the flea markets, and was really, really good at it. Well, I remember looking at these, like a couple of them were like table ornament or table decorations and some tree ornaments, and I couldn't handle looking at them. So I very quickly bundled them up and I threw them away. Do I regret it today? Yes. But at that time, I just could not look at these ornaments without this sense of grief of a time that had gone by. It was a sense of realizing that my children were no longer babies, and I was no longer, time was running out, and I wasn't going to have that much longer with them. And just looking at these ornaments just brought me this sense of depression. This depression washed over me. And so if that ever happens to you, if you've lost a loved one, if you feel this, great wave of depression, and you need to remove whatever that is, maybe put it in a bag and put it in the back of a closet, but don't do what I did and rashly throw it away. I did the same exact thing when my mother died. I just wanted to, bundle up things and just bring them to the church thrift store and just get everything out of the house. And we did it the week after she died, because I didn't want to deal with it. And, I tend to be impulsive, and I tend to very quickly have an idea and want to do it right then. So that is, an issue for me that I've tried to overcome through the years, but every once in a while it just, rears its ugly head. And so, if there is a time when that happens, realize that is not from the Lord. It is the enemy trying to steal your peace. And so if God is God, and that's my number one here, who is God? Who do you think he is? In the scriptures, Mark 8:29, the Lord asked, who do you say that I am? If he is truly the Messiah, if he is truly the Lord, if God is the God of the universe, if he is all of these things that he says, and Peter answered him and said to him, you are Christ the King. He is Christ the King. And if he is the King and he is our Lord, then we are part of a royal family. And we need to remember that. We cannot create God in our image. We cannot pray to the Lord and expect him, the creator of the universe, to answer our prayers exactly as we've mapped them out for him. And if he doesn't, then we turn our back on him. And if we turn our back on the Lord, that's when we get into these areas of depression, when we have put him on the back burner. A lot of times life is going great and we don't seem to need the Lord, right? We need the Lord in times of sorrow, in times of hurt, and It shouldn't be like that. But our Lord is faithful and he is there for us and he will not desert us. A lot of times we'll turn our back to him, but he won't do that for us. And so if God is God, then let go. I challenge you today to physically write on a piece of paper, put it in your Bible, whatever it is that thing is that is weighing you down, that is depressing you, and it may be more than one thing, and you may not be able to do it all in one sitting, but whatever that one thing is, write it on a piece of paper, stick it in your Bible. You know, if you're a Catholic like me, you probably have a picture or a statue of the Lord somewhere. I have been known to put it underneath the little statue. And no, I am not worshiping a statue or calling it God. And I know what the Bible says about idols. But when I have these wonderful reminders of the Lord in my house, what that does is it gives me inspiration. It reminds me my house is a sanctuary that to the Lord where I can walk around. And when people walk into my house and they see these things, they know that a Christian lives there. And they see the cross. They see the words that are carved in wood. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord with the scripture verse. And that's over the water cooler in my house. You know, everywhere they look, they will see something that is a reminder of God. And I have a gift that I treasure that my children bought me 1 year. And it's a large statue of this is in it's a carving, a wood carving that's in a church in Orlando. And it's beautiful. And every time I would see this, I would just be moved to tears because, and I'm not going to do it justice, but I'm going to try to paint the picture for you. There's a wooden bench. And on the bench is a young Jesus, and he's sitting there with this animated look on his face, and he's talking, and he's, you know, probably, you know, before the time where it talks about Jesus being lost in the temple, you know, probably right about there, you know, he's like 11 or 12 or maybe not even that old. And he's sitting on the edge of this workbench that he is talking to Joseph. And Joseph is sitting there on a stool as part of this bench. It's like a picnic bench. And he's leaning on his elbow and his head is leaning on his hand. And he's in rapt awe of Jesus, his child, his stepchild. And he's listening to him with such awe on his face. And in his hand is a hammer that's just like, you know, on his lap that is the last thing on his mind because he's so enamored with whatever child Jesus is telling him with such animation. And I love it because it reminds me and recalls to me a time you know, gone past when this probably was a little snapshot of what happened within this holy family, you know, within the home with Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and how, you know, you wonder sometimes, you know, what was it like to be with them then? And anyway, I have this tiny little replica of that scene, and it's a three-dimensional little thing made out of wood. And I've taken impossible prayer request and just set it underneath this little statue that I keep in my husband's office, which is kind of in the middle of our house. It's off when you walk in our entry, it's to the left. And I keep it in there because we use that computer a lot, and that's where I file papers and pay bills and things like that. And there was this impossible request, and just the thought, just because I could write it down and put it underneath and just give it, that was my symbol of giving it to God. And that impossible, there was no way out of this situation request was answered. You know, I know that the Lord took the symbolic gesture that I just gave it to him. Because what do we do? What does depression do? It makes you hold on to that impossibility that I will never be happy again, or this situation will never be rectified, or I cannot get through another day, Lord. But we can. We can let go and give it to him. And whether it's putting it underneath a physical thing or in your Bible, whatever it is, write it down and let it go. Number two is your relationship. Do you have that one friend? And here I'm not necessarily talking about your relationship with the Lord, but what your relationship with the people that God has given you. Is it your daughter? Is it your son? Is it your husband? Is it a friend? Do you have that one friend you can go to? You need that. If you are depressed, you need that friend. You need that spouse. You need somebody that you can go to. You need the Lord, obviously, and that's the number one part here, but you need that in-flesh person. If you do not have that friend, I want you to know that you do now. You have me. You have our network. We have a Facebook group that the wonderful Gina Noble put up for us, and she has done a beautiful job with keeping up with that. I can't always be there or be involved, but she has done an amazing job with that. And it's our, I never can remember the name of it. It's our Homeschool Radio family. If you're not on Facebook, this might be the one, number one reason that you want to be, just to be part of our radio family. It's not out there. It's a closed group. In fact, we have to approve you. And Gina does check people's profiles and who they are. So if you've just started a Facebook account to be able to join our group, please follow some of your friends on Facebook first and put some information about you homeschooling, because we just don't open it up to everyone. And we're very careful in who we allow in the group. But this is a place where you can come and ask for prayers, or, you know, friend me on Facebook and message me, and I will definitely pray for you and your needs. You need a relationship with others in order to help with your depression. A lot of times, depression really becomes worse when we isolate ourselves and we won't, allow others, our friends or family in. The third is a silly thing, but it's to indulge yourself. This is not the time to fast. This is not the time to, you know, not eat chocolate or to try to lose weight. This is a time when, it is important for you to give in to what you would like for yourself and for you to do. At times I know when I've been really depressed, just that piece of chocolate and just that little bit of indulgence can make me happy, you know? And so, you know, so many times that we deny ourselves, just for whatever that reason is. And I mean, if you're praying and you're fasting, that's a different thing. But, if you're depressed and you're trying to lose weight and you think you're fat and, you know, all of these other things, which again, you know, if you're doing it for health reasons, that's fine. But let me just tell you, we are never happy with how we look. And even when I've been at my thinnest, I've thought I was fat. And yes, right now I'm trying to lose another 10 pounds. And as my husband tells me, I look like those after pictures on TV when people lose weight. And you're, like I said, you're never going to be happy with how you look. And so that's another one of those things I give to God. But just trust me on that one. You know, if you need to indulge, whatever that means for you, you know, that's okay. And the fourth is, I call it that one thing. What is that one thing that you would do if you had the time to do it? Is it reading for pleasure? Is it taking 5 minutes longer in the shower? Is it, you know, an extra scoop of ice cream? I don't know. Whatever that one thing is, it goes along with indulgence, but it also is a thing in and of itself. Because a lot of times we don't identify that one thing. I remember one time being pretty upset and aggravated, and I said something to my kids, one of my children, and he was just like, what is wrong, Mom? You know, because this is not normally you. And I just said, you know, I wish I could be a kid again, because then I could be, you know, my mom could say, go to your room, and I could just go to my room and have, you know, 5 minutes where I could just do what I want. And he looked at me and he's like, well, you're the adult, Mom. You can just tell yourself to go to your room. And it's like, oh yeah, you know, out of the mouth of babes. And so from that point on, I started going, you know, if things were not working well that day, or if I was getting frustrated, or, you know, if I felt depressed about something, I would think, okay, what is that one thing? What is the one thing I could do today? And sometimes, believe me, there isn't anything that is going to help you out of that depression. But you know, if you can, you know, do something, that one thing, you know, whether it's picking up the phone and calling a friend, whether it's giving yourself an extra 10 minutes on Facebook, you know, whatever that is, you know, allow yourself that. And the fifth thing here is to get help. You know, sometimes you just need help. Sometimes, you know, it needs that next step of going to see a doctor or getting some kind of analysis. I have a really good friend one time that combated depression for a really long time and finally realized they just needed to be on medication. Well, at some point in her life, the Lord healed her from that, you know, what would be called or termed clinical depression. And she was able to get off of all of her medicines. In fact, she was highlighted in our local newspaper for Mother's Day one year about that very fact, because this medication she was on, and this was a while back, you're not allowed to get pregnant on. It was a very lethal medication. And so, you know, she wanted more children desperately. So she prayed to the Lord, and the Lord really did heal her. And she has been able to stay off all medications, and she has a careful diet that she adheres to, and has some food allergies. And part of those things triggered her depression that she didn't even know about. And there are so many advances now. There are things like essential oils. I love one of them. I'm probably going to butcher its name, but it's, I think it's called bergamot or something like that. And I will put that link on my show notes on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com under combating depression during the holidays, podcast 168. And I'll put a link to it. I have the doTERRA essential oils, and I put this on the back of my neck every night before I go to sleep. And I didn't even realize I was stressed or tense. And I would wake up and I was not clenching my jaws, but the inside of my mouth, you know, like the fleshy place on either side of your jaw, I would just bite that. And I would wake up in the morning and the inside of my mouth was raw. And I couldn't figure out why I was doing it. And I would catch myself during the day doing it. And I realized that I was, you know, stressed, and I didn't even realize that I was stressed. I mean, how can you not realize you're stressed, right? Because I'm so busy and I'm plowing away and I'm not thinking, you know. And remember at the beginning, I told you I'm definitely not the expert here. But this essential oil works. And, you know, whatever that one oil is for you, or if you've never used them before, like I said, I will put the link on there. And I started using essential oils only this year, and I know they've been around for forever, and people have their favorites that they use. But I really like the doTERRA brand because of the fact that the oils are so good, and that you can use them sparingly. It just takes a tiny drop and they last forever. So my friends, I pray for you. And I want to close today's episode with a prayer for all of you that are combating depression, or if you're praying for friends that are combating depression during the holidays. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for today and for this episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and for giving me the thought about doing a podcast on combating depression during the holidays. And I pray for all of those who are listening today and for those who will listen in the future. I ask a blessing upon them. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against anything that is not of you, Lord Jesus, that is in someone's life. If you're listening today and you need to repent of something, if you're holding on to something that is not of the Lord, you know, and even if you're not sure of what that is, just go to the Lord and pray, and He will call that to your mind. So I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, and I just come against anything that is not of you. And I ask for an infilling of your Holy Spirit on all of those who are listening today, to continue to increase our faith, Lord Jesus, to bring healing to a world that is broken, my Lord, to bring love, peace, and joy to all who are wanting to follow you, Lord, and find a deeper relationship with you. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for the gift of faith, for the gift of love that you've given me. And for all of those who are listening today, I just ask an abundance of blessings upon them today and always. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast and for continuing to be friends of us in the network and my personal friends. Thank you so much. God bless and goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.